The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
I don't want tits. I want to learn something.
I would like to start the show off with this tweet.
Yeah.
All right. I would just like to address something.
Why'd you open?
What do you mean?
It sounds like you're like starting an apology video.
I am.
You're like, I would like to.
I would like to start this pod. What? How else am I supposed to say it?
Bitch, I got a topic.
Well, you let me hear me say the tweet, then you'll be like, that's very on brand. This tweet said, just because he nuts in you doesn't mean he loves you, honey. These motherfuckers be nutting in socks. ..
Socks. Yes. That's
socks
true.
Be getting it.
Dude.
I mean, not mine. It's too narrow. It's like landing a plane. Whoa. It's like a runway? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Tarmac. Motherfuckers. What? Just say the cement.
Tarmac.
The tarmac is just the driveway for airplanes. Just
yeah.
A driveway.
Driveway.
All right.
Do airplanes have blinkers?
They should. They got the little blinky lights. Do those even do anything? Do birds go, oh, excuse me. What do they do?
What, birds?
What do the blinky lights do? The blinky lights are
I think it's just so you see it so you don't hit it.
With what? A spaceship?
The plane.
Dude, UFOs are real.
Are they?
Yeah. No. They're coming. What? You don't believe them? Or
why
you
does the
in
desert
it?
Believe in aliens so much? Every time I like drive out to like Arizona, there's always like get beef jerky and also UFO sightings here. We have Polaroid pictures of an alien.
Because I think that people that live in the desert areas don't have a lot happening. And so they just they take peyote and they're looking at a cactus and be like, that's a UFO.
But what is it about aliens and beef jerky that goes so hand in hand?
It doesn't.
Everywhere in Arizona is like, we got beef jerky.
Vegas
also,
too.
We got conspiracies.
Yeah.
And they ain't conspiracies. They're real.
Oh, conspiracies, I'm on board with you. Beef jerky, the type of people who eat beef jerky consistently also believe that JFK was a golden retriever.
That one I could get behind.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Do you know any insane conspiracy theories that you've like heard or you believe in yourself?
A lot of like Nancy Reagan drinks like baby cells. Like a lot of like, oh, Gabe, but you know, a lot of like, oh, they're a lizard person. I don't know any like.
What does it mean to be a lizard person?
I think just a person in power.
Yeah. Lizard person is like apparently there's a different. Like a kind of creature that's been around the earth for like millions of years, and it's like a lizard person, but because they've been around so much and they're so smart, they were able to get themselves into positions of power.
How do you know all this, Gabe?
I've been Googling.
Are you a lizard person?
I've been Googling.
What do lizards think about lizard people? Dude, lizards just be hitting push-ups. No damn reason.
They
just
do that.
On the block.
They do that. Also, I will say lizards definitely give head good. They're always going... What do you think that tongue's asking for?
How do you think Gigi drinks water?
America? Captain Gigi of the USS.
Did you have your dog on vacation? We haven't recorded in like 3 weeks, it feels like.
No.
You were on vacation.
I was on vacation.
We haven't seen each other since the Canada shows.
I know.
We did a show for 5,000 people with Tom Segura.
God. So fun.
Wild. So many people.
Dude.
You ever just been bombing and smell funnel cakes? I mean, there was... Everybody asked
me
like,
"Did him bomb?"
No. The shows were fun. The shows were great.
Okay.
The shows were great, but it's like outside shows, it's really hard to gauge how well you're doing.
Yeah.
There was definitely moments where there's like big pops, but just like in a comedy club, even in between jokes, there's still like this like rumble of like energy and like laughter still afloat. This was very like, you said a joke and people were like, oh, all right, yeah.
Because there's no roof to capture
that's
the
what I'm
laugh.
Saying.
Right, right.
So usually in those like little energetic bubbles of silence and like laughter fading out, that's when you're thinking about what's the next joke.
Yep, yep, yep,
but
yep.
This, there was sometimes I was just like, also there was like green, like massive, like giant, like LED screens. And I was like, people just saw close-ups of my dumbass face.
Dude, I didn't know there were screens that big next to us. Did you?
Yeah, and not until I saw the photos.
Yeah, me either.
I was like, y'all did look at that.
Also, I'm dumb. I was doing like extra big gestures because I thought the people in the back couldn't see me. Hey, bitch, they can see you.
They were focused on a corn dog.
100%. It is also funny with 5,000 people, everyone's eating just like pulled pork, and you're like, I'm doing my dreams up here. Put your pork down.
But that's how I feel about every new comedy club that now is like, it's a comedy club, but it's also connected to a Five Guys Burgers and Fries. And then you hear somebody in front of them, like, yeah, medium rare? Yeah, the jam on it? Yeah, the habanero jam.
I hate it.
And arugula.
You know what they should... you know... Saying I'm trying so much.
I'm trying.
Dude, you know what they should serve at comedy clubs? Drinks.
Dude, that's why some...
before the show.
My favorite... comedy clubs are ones that they like either have really small tables so there's not a lot of food, or they're just like, yeah, we have chips and salsa. The Laugh Factory does it. Like, we have chips, salsa.
I think chips are awful.
And Jaeger bombs.
The whole time?
Yeah, that's true.
I want...
That's also true.
All you can have at my comedy shows, if I own a comedy club, is
Slim Fast.
Gummy worms and Slim Fasts.
Gummy
it.
Worms, you might get a little...
Yeah, gummy worms are so good.
They really are.
Sour Patch Kids.
I hate... Every time you're eating... There could be a video here, maybe. I don't know. Every time you're eating gummy bears, somebody's like, you know those are made of horse hooves? Who gives a fuck?
Are they?
Yes, gelatin.
Man.
But that's what, okay.
Everything's bad for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, don't eat that pizza.
Now you're going to tell me almond milks are made from almonds.
They are.
Shut the fuck up.
They are. All it is, first of all, almonds taking all our water. Yeah. Do you know how much fucking water it takes to make a goddamn one almond?
Oh,
you ever
I
seen
saw
those
that.
Signs?
I saw that.
It's like 9 gallons of water to make one almond. First of all, almonds.
But they're the driest.
Why you gotta be so wet?
They're the opposite. They're dry.
Yeah, but they need all the water to get wet. Why do we
the
need...
The first person to look at an almond and be like, I can milk this? Insane.
It's not milk, though. There's not milk. You just put water around
no, but,
it.
But I'm saying, like, you know when you... like evaporate something, it's a process of it. You're like, oh, you could milk this can. You can milk this cock.
I could.
But I'm saying, like, you're like, how do I turn this into a milk-like substance? The process is called milking.
Oh,
you can make this t-shirt into milk.
Could you? Is it just put water on it?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's not milk, but I guess it is.
What's the weirdest milk, Gabe?
Coconut, macadamia nut. No.
No, I'm saying like a weird, like you put like Timberland boots
breast.
In water.
Oat.
Would you drink breast milk?
Yeah.
10,000 patrons, I'll fucking chug a glass of breast milk. Can you buy it?
10,000 patrons? A Wendy's Baconator not do it. Do they do the Baconator?
Yeah, that's Wendy's. You can make a quinoa milk.
What's quinoa?
That sounds rancid. Quinoa? You never seen the little quinoa?
Little
rice balls?
Yeah, yeah. That's really good. I love a good quinoa. Quinoa or rice?
Rice.
You can do what? Camel milk?
Camel milk?
Hold up.
How do you
camel
do that?
Camel milk sounds like a porn website. Met her on camel milk.
Oh, dude. Camels. I'm bad. Camels put a...
Humps.
They got two humps. They got water in there, huh?
What? Yeah, I think so.
They got water in the humps.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was more like storage.
I think it's for storing water, maybe.
What, you put surfboards back there?
I don't know.
I think it's water. That's why they can like walk in the desert and not be thirsty. Because they drink out of their humps.
What?
I don't know. Animals are so
fucking
weird.
And then we just ride their water jugs?
Yeah. I would just put a Capri Sun straw right in that fucking hump. Drink while I'm riding that bitch. Donkeys are fucked up, huh?
What came first? The kangaroo or the satchel pouch? The fanny pack?
Kangaroos definitely came before the satchel pack.
Why are kangaroos so violent?
They're so jacked.
Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, is that why?
I think so, right? Yeah. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson?
Anthony Anderson and then some other dude. I can't remember his name. He's in everything in the early 2000s.
You've seen the weirdest movies ever.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Crocodile Dundee, Avatar 1, and like Goofy the Movie 3.
And half of Marley.
And half no, he hasn't seen any of it.
Oh, yeah.
I watch a lot of like Nickelodeon and Disney as a child, and then I just turned 13 and I was like, this is dumb. Show me Lisa Ann.
Yeah. So a camel hump is not actually water, it's actually fat, which means those are kind of titties. Like on top of the, that probably feels like a titty.
Huh. I thought it was hard. So
they
it's
got
like
back
titty?
Tits?
They got, it's a titty.
You ever felt breast implants? Those kind of hard too.
I've never felt a breast implant that's like, that feels natural.
Look at those. Perky.
She looks like the stock market.
You could shave.
I said shit looks like this.
You can shave one of those and put it in a sack and fuck it. Anyways, guys, I was about to say
one more time.
Camel spit, yeah?
That's llamas.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn. They llamas spin. Be dirty.
Yeah, my some, you know how your parents are like, these are your cousins, but they're not your cousins. They just
like
lie.
Friends of a friend?
Yeah, you're like, oh, who are we related to in the family? Like, well, they're not. We're just my best friend. I don't know. It's you. Growing up, we knew people that lived in like the deep Northern California. They had camels, and we drove up their like long ass drive, and the camels were spitting on the car.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
What is it about wealth that makes you just buy animals?
You get bored of cats and dogs. You're like, how do I get an orangutan?
Yeah, but would you get an orangutan?
No,
I wouldn't get that.
I would get a. I just want a wall that is half fish tank, but I never have to change it. Will they all die probably, within 14 days? Probably.
Yeah, but you could probably get someone to do it.
That's true. Yeah, but that's also weird. You're like trying to like just like have a coffee and like enjoy your morning. Some guy's like, I'm here to work on the fish tank. Do it outside. Dua Lipa.
Dude, kicks.
What?
Kicks.
The shoes?
Nope. The cereal.
The cereal.
Like it? Sorry. I went on a little vacay and I have a niece, one niece and two nephews and they fuck with kicks heavy. I was like, this is average.
Isn't
had
it
a bowl,
just corn cereal?
Fire.
It's just like
Yeah, it's like little corn balls.
It's like
we disrespect corn so fucking much.
It's crazy.
I said it every episode. I don't care. I'll say it again.
What is the chocolate cereal circles? Cocoa Puffs?
Cocoa Puffs.
It's like Cocoa Puffs without the cocoa.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is
Cocoa Puffs are great.
Cocoa Puffs are fine. Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs are insane.
Fuck me inside of Chase Bank on Thursdays.
My mom would let us get like one shitty cereal like a year, like one, and that'd be the one. Reese's Puffs went fucking insane.
And then you drink the milk. Talk about milk. Yeah. Where's that milk?
They do sell stuff. There is a place, there's ice cream shops that sell like cereal milk flavored ice cream.
Yeah, but is it used milk?
No.
How do you know?
I don't.
Exactly. So,
but they just like replicate the flavor. It tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk.
I think what they do is they have milk and they put Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it and then take it right out and then dump it in.
No, they go to a local elementary school and they're like, you're going to finish that?
Elementary schools are hilarious. You just kids into a fucking place and go learn math. Why? I don't want to do that.
I think they should have just done. They should have done that like where it's later in the day. So parents can go to work and then come home and it's still quiet. Like elementary school is the same time you're at work. But that's on purpose, right? Gotta be?
Yeah, I think they tried to do it so it's like you don't have to pay for daycare. So like you're dropping your kid off then going to work.
Yeah, but how the fuck does that work? Kids are done at like one or two.
Yeah. They changed it in California this year. Schools can't start now until like, what time did your guys' school start?
8.
I think.
Mine starts like 7 or something. It was early.
Also stupid, like 7:55.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
No, our school started at 8 o'clock, but on Mondays, 8:30. That extra 30 minutes was like divine.
Yeah. That's actually kind of nice.
But I guess there's been studies that show that like teenagers like hormonally like they need fucking way more sleep. So they like push school time start back like by I think like an hour this year.
So what does it start? 9?
I think 9 now.
9 is great for everything. Yeah. Just makes sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you guys ever wanted to record the podcast at 9 a.m., I would tell you guys wholeheartedly to fuck off.
Dude, 12 is a little early.
12 is a little early.
The weird
because
thing
it's the prep time before.
Thank you.
12 mentally sounds great. But you're like, yeah. I got to eat. I got to cook. I got to send an email. I got to fucking drive here.
I literally woke up, sex.
Really?
Yeah, got in the shower.
Today?
Yeah. Got it out.
What chance? Let me smell.
I didn't put it in there. I didn't put my fingers in there.
You actually give it to me?
Yeah, if you want to. I don't mind. Is this just like my girlfriend's pussy milk? Because I was in there and
I'm
going to
let
like,
you sit on that one.
All right.
What do you mean?
But you know, like, so think about an almond is essentially my girlfriend's vagina and my fingers are the water and they just make milk off it.
Science podcast.
Exactly. Anyways, but I got home mad late, like 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys weren't traveling together.
No, I was horned up. It was like
especially 11 family vacations.
Son, it was.
And for you, it's even different.
Yeah. Because my mom be walking around in a fucking one piece. Hey! I don't know what's fucking around.
The worst part about that was I know you said mom be walking around, but it sounded like you said mommy walking around in a one piece.
Mommy.
Mommy's crazy.
Damn.
Dude, I know girls who still call their fucking dad daddy. Bitch, you're 31.
Where's she at?
I know. It's kind of hot to be like, hey, daddy, can you pass me the...
Nah, that's crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy. Nah. Daddy, have you seen my 401k?
Weird.
Well.
Daddy, can you pay my Verizon bill? Yes.
What movie was that from? Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Daddy, would you like some sausage? I don't know. Find out.
Some Pornhub movie.
It was like
probably.
Tom Green back in the day.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Some? Yeah. Top Gun.
No.
Anyways, so I went to family vacation. Didn't beat.
Do you jerk off a lot?
I jerked off every night religiously. The internet was average.
Yeah. Dude, you're living like me in the pool house.
It was terrible.
Did you bring the...
Baby oil? But I ran out last day. It was rough on the last day, dude. I had like a little bit and I thought about using sunscreen. I didn't, but I've jerked off with sunscreen before. I thought about it.
What the fuck?
I was horned up, dude. My mom be wearing a one piece.
That's hilarious. To rub one out with copper tone. Cocker tone.
Title.
Why don't we have a fucking title button in this goddamn studio?
But bam, 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 bam. I will say though.
Implement it.
To yell at someone to implement it is wild. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. But we all had, this is going to sound crazy, but you'll know where I'm going. There was a bunch of kids around.
I feel like everybody assumed that if it's a family vacation.
I know, but hear me out.
You know who is? FBI.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn. All the sunscreen is like SPF 58. Because they got
It's also, it says like made for kids on there. That's weird.
Also, you know that little girl with the...
Do not cut me together in any clips with this man.
All right, whatever. I'll skip that thought.
No, say it.
No, you know the girl, there's a sunscreen bottle where the dog is... literally the dog is taking the girl...
That's
bathing suit off.
That's the Morton Salt girl.
No.
No. No, you stop. We got TV and internet. Look it up. Morton Salt. Sunscreen logo
about.
Girl.
I know, but that's a different lady.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Dude, that dog's horned up.
That's a different logo.
Look, that's the same. But she
grew
up and
grew
did,
up.
She grew up and did Morton.
Yeah, and then she turned into the Wendy's bitch.
I don't... Wait, what was Morton's whole thing with this? They're like, yo, it's raining. Also salt.
It's weird. I don't understand. It's raining salt? You gotta move. What do you want, Venus?
Wait, don't they put salt on the roads when it snows?
Yeah, that's so dumb. You think that poor people ever pick it up? And like, hey, where's the pepper?
So you gotta rub one out with sunscreen.
Yeah, but it's all 50. Like, because it's, you know, they need a higher SPF. So it's all 50. And I don't know if you ever try to rub one out with 50. It's crazy.
I haven't tried to rub one out with sunscreen, period.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I'm an idiot.
You're a normal person. But it's not soft. It's like the lotion's like hard. So that's why I didn't use it, is where I was going. Mm. So I just used like a little bit of baby oil the last night.
Or you did when your soap dispenser's out and you add some water to it, shake it up.
I should have fucking done that. I didn't add water to it. It was such a little bit. So the last one was a little rough. But, dude, I got back, I guess technically this morning, at like 2 in the morning, and I haven't like sexed a woman in like 11 days. I was horrible.
Yeah, you went straight from Canada I almost said New Orleans. That's not it. North Banks?
Yeah, Outer Banks. OBX.
Who's the rapper with last name Banks?
People being like, yo, are you in the Outer Banks?
People just saw you walking around?
Yeah. A lot of like,
well, it's like a younger town, isn't it? Isn't it like like college or something? Or is that just because of the show?
It's not really college.
Lloyd Banks was a rapper I was thinking about.
Oh, I was thinking about Azealia Banks.
All right.
What are y'all even talking about?
Because I said something that was like, isn't there a rapper or something, Banks?
Lloyd Banks. Lloyd, he had like two hits.
Lloyd Banks. Outer Banks. What do you do out there? You were there for a week?
I was there for a week, yeah.
Well, I saw you steady posting though. So were you still doing work or were you vacated out?
Nah, I was still doing work. Yeah. I can't not.
Have to.
What am I going to do?
Family vacation.
I mean, it's fun, but what am I gonna like read the whole time? And then I'm looking through stories and I see people like fucking you doing shows, and I'm like, what am I fucking play with a sandcastle? Sandcastles are hilarious. The ocean's like, word?
Yeah, yeah.
Done.
Yeah, yeah. Don't fuck with my, that's me.
That's my shit.
Hair. Kinda, maybe.
Also, weird that you take sand and make a glass. Like, you know the glass that you drink out of, all the glass? Sand.
Is this true?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. All the little sand things make glass. First of all,
sand is glass?
You can blow glass. Head.
I feel like every kid in high school wanted to take a glass blowing class just so you could learn how to make a bong.
Yeah, I did.
100%.
Some people got really good at it.
Or wood shop.
Wood shop's
fun. There's always some dude making a pipe in wood shop. He just take an Allen wrench and put it in just a hollowed out tube. Like,
I never had any of those cool classes.
Really?
I never had home ec.
I had home ec.
Oh, home ec's what? Where you make a cherry pie or something?
Yeah, you just cook. A shitty kitchen.
Oh, it's not good?
That'd be fine.
We had like algebra and things you can never learn. Why? So much shit you learn in school. What is school? Just learn how to learn?
Just your mind. Just, hey. Yeah. They're literally just like, you're loading until you're an adult. Here, just learn. Here, stay here. Learn. Okay, cool. You're 18? Get out. Figure it out.
That is hilarious. There's some point where they go, now you do it. I'm not ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I did home ec. I had art classes.
We had art. But we didn't have any of those, like, you know, some schools, like, automotive.
Did people fail art?
If you did, you're dumb.
100%.
How do you fail art?
Because here's the thing. You can just go, art is up for anyone's interpretation.
Yeah.
What is it? Subjective?
Subjective, yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, that's bad? Oh, I'm sorry. That's how I envisioned it.
Yeah, I didn't bring my art project. That is art. Boom. That's fire.
Nothing is something.
And something is nothing. Life.
You hit him with a good bait and switch?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. I had home ec with this girl, and she had a fucking rack on her, and I didn't find out till later that she liked me, and I had no idea.
Damn, she was cooking them tits right in front of you.
Yeah, but like years later, somebody knew her because she worked at Hooters. She ended up going to Hooters, and another comedian was like, yeah, like, this guy would just kind of hang out at Hooters, which, you know.
I mean, all right.
Do what you got to do. What is it about single dudes that hang out at Hooters, and they're like, I need a selfie with every girl in here? Like, what? Just eat your meal, stare at a couple bosoms, and get out.
But don't even stare at bosoms, dude. Just eat your fucking, it's such a weird concept.
That's the weirdest concept. Do you know how many times people go to Hooters, and they go, table for one, please?
Half. If you go table for one, there needs to be a section for you in the back.
Yeah.
You know, in airports
where
they have
glass. Serves
you.
It's a dude. He's like, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, she worked at Hooters, you said.
Yeah. And then like later on, the guy was like, yeah, dude, she said like the whole like class, she like had a crush on you. And I don't know why that fucks with you like later in life. You're like, you're telling me I was next to you every day making fucking quiche and you had C cups and I didn't see the cups.
Maybe you fucked up.
Time machine.
Weird.
What?
I don't know.
Time machine to put me back in high school.
You're talking about
jerking off to a fucking sunscreen girl that's got a girl and a dog.
I didn't say that. I just said the dog's horned up.
Bark, bark. All I'm saying is I wish I could go back and then maybe drop one more subtle hint. But also, are you one of those guys that like, if you went, like, I think, everything in my life has happened for a reason. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Are you one of those guys that if you went back and you accidentally like unplugged, you know, Graham's iPhone charger for a life alert,
or you
step on one petal like of a flower, does it fuck everything up?
Yep. You make a left instead of a right. Everything's different. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe. So who knows?
It's the butterfly effect.
I go back to high school. Me, I'm hitting her up. Hey, yo, titties, let's go make out in the Rafferty Center. Hold up.
Rafferty Center. Yep.
But now, you know, maybe then I'd be fast forward to now. And
yeah, you'd be a fucking sous chef at goddamn Hooters.
You think they have a kitchen?
No. They cook that shit in a microwave.
Yeah,
but
I don't
know,
100%.
Everything's different. Would you change anything in your life if you went back in time?
No, I don't think I would. I think everything that I would want to have changed happened to make me a better person. And I learned from that.
100%.
Because if I went back and I changed one problem, then I would never fix the problem that I had.
Correct. You would be definitely a different person.
Yeah, I don't know. I like learning from my fuck ups and then be like, okay, better myself. You know, like.
Yeah, it's the only way to learn. Motherfuckers are like, oh God, I wish I was never in pain. No.
Yeah.
People who are never in pain, you need pain to grow from, you need to be a better person.
Yeah, the only thing I would ever like go back on is probably like, I missed a lot of like, and not a lot because I've had sex with a handful of times, but I feel like
where's this going?
You'll see.
Okay.
But I feel like I've had women flirt with me and it goes right over my head. Right. And now I wish I could just go back and be like, tap myself on my head and be like, hey.
Yeah.
Head.
Beat.
Head.
Beat.
I just like, there'd be times I'd literally just be like, yeah, nothing. And she's like, I told you years ago, a girl told me where to get the best. She goes, yep. Can you show me around LA where to get the best tacos in town? I thought she was talking El Pastor. She was talking El Plus A.
I think she might have been just talking about tacos, bro. She's asking for a food wreck.
Wasn't there something more to it, though? Was there like a emoji?
That was it. No, he's talking about it six times. That was it. It was only tacos. No.
Because she was like, you live in LA? Maybe you could come show me. We should get some. She was like, you can show me where to get best tacos, and I'll show you where something.
Oh, I didn't know the flip world.
I don't. I'm,
okay.
I wish I could find it. But you don't put a winky face ever talking about tacos.
Oh, there's a winky face. Winky faces are horned up.
100%. But I thought it was like a...
Where's the Walmart? Winky face. Oh, you want to fuck in the Walmart?
Roll back.
Roll cock.
Is that the rollback prices?
Yeah, that guy was weird. Anything that guy had a van. I don't like that guy.
Who?
The smiley face guy. He weirded me out.
Yeah.
He was always around. Around.
Just going to say that.
Thank you.
Wow.
I would type better. I would actually pay attention in typing class.
Oh, so bad. I'm so bad at
fuck,
typing.
Fuck, I'm so bad. I type I'm all the right time. Here. Me too. I type all the time. No. In phonics class, I would have paid attention. That's what I would have
done. What
changed.
Class?
Phonics.
Phonics?
Hooked on phonics did not work for me. I didn't pay attention. I failed third grade.
Yeah.
You know how dumb you got to be to fail third grade? Mrs. Peters, dumbass bitch.
It's crazy to just hold somebody back.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I don't want to.
You failed this level. Control-Alt-Delete.
First of all, she was right. I should have been held back. I didn't pay attention for a motherfucking thing. Social studies? Huh? Where's basketball? Yeah. I didn't pay attention not one moment in the entire third grade. Did you ever fail a grade?
No.
Didn't you go to like a troglodyte class or something?
A what? Troglodyte?
Michael, you know he's not going to know that word.
Gabe! Look it up. Troglodyte?
Troglodyte.
Troglodyte?
Yeah.
What did you just call me?
It's a person who lived in a cave. Deliberately ignorant.
Cave dweller? No. Bitch, I lived in a pool house. I ain't no troglodyte. I heard a trog door. That was a big thing on the internet years ago. What is going on?
That's the Morton's lady. That's what she turned into. So, yeah, that's what I would change. Gabe, what would you change if you went back in time?
I kind of also feel like I'm happy with the way that things turned out. You know what I mean? Like I think the main thing mine's not even just like a fun answer. It would just like, I would try to make things less hard for my parents. You know what I mean? Like I caused them a lot of like real pain early on and I would try to do better at that.
Yeah, but you would be a different person.
Yeah, that's
what. If you didn't smoke heroin in the back of a Walmart, like you'd be different. You wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah,
you'd be like a youth pastor in Nantucket.
Yeah. So again, even with that, I don't know how much change.
Youth pastors.
If I went back in time, I wouldn't take my White Claw T-shirts down.
Yeah.
That okay.
That's it. I would have been like, hey, cease and desist, but congratulations.
Yeah.
Saying congratulations to everything is that's my new thing.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
dude.
Then but I would have bagged out, bought the M3, and totaled it in 3 months.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you
But I like all this stuff that like you're course correcting the whole time.
Exactly.
I would have been I would have just worn those. I'd be Monty Lopez. I'd be at the club wearing Ain't No Laws T-shirts in 2047. And be like,
Yeah, you'd be literally doing cruise ships.
Just if I'm lucky.
Lucky.
I would be on Venice Beach, being like. what are you drinking there, sweetheart?
And the guy's like, moon juice. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it all...
It all happens for a reason.
Sure, there's days that suck, but I think it all happens for a reason, you know? I don't know.
I want to learn how to spell. Do you think it's too late?
No.
No?
I kind of do.
I do too. I don't understand, there's certain letters that like are together and I'm like, I don't know what that sound is. Like a U?
It's not too late. It's just like, why? We have internet.
True.
You'll never have to type the word February ever again without being like,
sir, but
is there a Q in this?
But I'm so bad. Like that Google's like, bruh, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like even I don't like it goes past like the underlining. You know how they underline in red? I click and they go no suggestion.
We should take a spelling test on here.
No, we shouldn't. Oh, we should. I don't.
Well, like in third grade, what isn't that crazy? How would that work? That she would say a word, spell monarch, and we'd be like, okay. Honestly, right? How did spelling tests work back in the day? I remember it was always 20.
Just a hell of words. Oh, you're right.
But they can't be written down.
Yeah, no, the person says, spell this, and then the kid can say, like, can you use it in a sentence?
No, wait, didn't you guys have to do, like, tests, like, in class, though? Where they, like, we had weekly, every Friday we had spelling tests.
How do they do that? Remember.
I think it was all audio. Audio book.
Damn. Spotify teacher?
If you close your eyes, a movie's an audio book.
It's true. I told you that one time I dated this girl. And she said, when I read, I told you this before. She goes, oh, when I read, I get images in my head. Like, she was an X-Men. I was like, everyone does that. That's how you read, you troglodyte.
There we go. She's a troglodyte. It is funny because she said that, like, she's told that to people before. But every guy was just like, yeah, you're hot. For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she was. I mean,
but
she was
the only person that was like, you mean imagination?
Dude.
What the hell went on with dreams?
She was so hot, but she had the IQ of a paperclip. She was so...
Where did the dude, the paperclip, go that used to like pop up on your desktop?
Oh, Clippy?
Yeah, he'd be like, what's up, pussy? You want to save this document? He low-key had hoes.
100%. He fucked so many post-it notes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, post-it notes, always sticky.
Did I tell you one year for my birthday, my cousin got me 100 singles, but he glued them together like they were post-it notes, so I could like rip them off.
Single dollar bills?
Yeah. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? It would be great if I was 18 and I could go to strip club. Huzzah! Sticks to her forehead. But I forgot to tell you. This is a clip from stand-up that I'm going to cut. They have loonies and toonies in Canada because they use the same currency as Mr. Krabs. But they said there's a strip club in Calgary where the girls roll up posters and they put it in their tits and then they like straight like beer pong quarters. They like throw like, not quarters, whatever the fuck it's called. Oomphas or whatever. They throw
Oomphas?
I don't know. I'm just making it up. But they throw coins at the strippers and get it. And then if you land it in the poster, you get the poster.
So it's a naked coin star.
Yes.
What's on the poster?
Her.
Who the hell cares?
Huh. Horny people.
A poster.
But I don't know why, but just like they like that's so like it's one thing to scoop up dollar bills to pick up, but to get coins, get the shovel out. Especially if you're a dude who's hammered, I don't think you're doing a light toss. No, I think you're like, yeah, I went D3 at Loyola Marymount for fucking softball.
Yeah,
I'm running it up.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to Randy Johnson her right in their fucking tits. I mean, not nice.
Not nice.
Also, what's the poster?
Tits.
I don't want tits. I want to learn something. Yeah, you know, give me like a map of the new world.
That's what the girl who says she saw images in her head when reading thought you were going to say to that. I don't want tits. I want to learn something.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Give me something. You know what I mean? That would be fun.
What?
I already see tits. These are 3D tits. These are Oculus tits. Give me something. Give me like the, you know, the beginning of the New Testament or something. So like learn something.
You're on to something.
I am on to something.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God.
hello team, you guys trying to quit cigarettes?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I have the freaking product for you, okay? Fume. Fume is a natural inhaler designed for a better, safer, and natural way to quit cigarettes. It's a no smoke, no vape, and no nicotine replacement for the hand-to-mouth habit of smoking, dude.
You know, actually, before they sponsored the podcast, I saw somebody do a video on TikTok with them, and everybody was talking nice stuff about it. But yeah, it's essentially, I think with vape, a lot of people have muscle memory.
Yeah.
That they're used to doing a thing. But now you're still getting that, and you're still getting that sensation, because I know they have like mint, and there's like lemon berry and cozy chai, and you know, really all the stuff and that like simulate kind of like a menthol or like really a cigarette or something you would be having. It has no harmful chemicals, no artificial flavors, and absolutely no nicotine.
No nicotine.
You're out here just sucking on a Glade plug-in.
Yeah. I mean, the hand-to-mouth thing is the biggest problem for me of like quitting vaping, because it's like I'm just sitting there working, editing, and it's just like, it's
dude,
just
that's
muscle
like
memory.
My left hand every night when I'm lonely.
It's exactly like that.
You know?
They should make a fume for jerking off.
There is.
They should.
It's
called
my
a
mouth.
Woman. Comedy.
But yeah, the menthol, like I'm a menthol guy. I like menthol vapes. I used to smoke Newports, and it feels like menthol.
Newports?
Yeah, Newport shorts, baby. Let's go.
Newport shorts?
Yeah.
What is a short?
YouTube short.
they got bought out. Anyways.
But yeah, it feels like it on the back of your throat. It feels good, and it's a great way to stop that habit. So.
And you can do it on the plane.
Do it on the plane. You can do it anywhere.
You
inside
can.
Of an IHOP. Sorry, no vaping. I'm fuming.
There's
fuming,
an IHOP fuming. Right over my house. I'm so excited.
So whether you're a smoker or an ex-smoker who still struggles with the cravings, Fume is the number one tool for you. Head to breathefume.com/socks and use promo code socks and save 10% off your entire order.
Wow.
That's 10% off your entire order when you head to breathefume.com. That's BREATHEFUME.com/socks. Promo code socks.
Wow.
Goddamn.
We had an update. You guys were talking about animals earlier, and this felt like a really good time to do this. We had a submission here from Ferris wrote in, and they said...
The wheel?
Bueller?
Ferris.
Bueller?
F-A-R-R-I-S.
Bueller?
Like Anna Ferris?
Day off?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wheel?
but they had just listened to an episode we did called CSI Thiami. Great title.
Great title!
And in that episode, Trevor asked if frogs can come.
Can they?
Apparently they can. There's this video that's been going around that they sent to us.
Going around? This is from 2007.
It's been going around.
And the frog?
This sounds like a book I got nothing.
Frog Landry?
No, what was that? George, can I tend the rabbits?
What
Peter
the
Rabbit?
Fuck?
No, George, can I tend the rabbits? You guys know what I'm talking about. The guy who's super strong and ended up killing, of Mice and Men? That's a band.
It's a book.
Mice and Men. What came first? The chicken or the egg? No, but in that book, the dude's super strong. He kills a bunny because he has like crazy strength.
Mice and Men?
Why? Yes.
Why does he have crazy strength? Is he a...
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the guy's clearly not all there, and they're just handing him rabbits, and he literally says, look it up, somebody, I'm feeling dumb. They go, George, can you tend the rabbits? And then he like holds a rabbit too strong and...
Who's that dude in Game of Thrones? Hodor?
Hodor.
Hodor.
Yeah.
Hodor. So I think Hodor is in Mice and Men killing rabbits. Hodor.
Can somebody please look
that
it up?
That was the wildest reveal of all time.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
God damn it. That Hold the Door was a wild reveal.
Yeah, welcome to 2017. Anyways, pull up this frog.
First of all, they're doing a new Game of Thrones. It's getting shit on.
How do you feel about She-Hulk? Have you seen that coming out? She-Hulk.
Honestly? Should we cut it or leave it in? Because I got it 40 minutes.
Oh, we'll do it on Patreon.
All right. Fucking She-Hulk? You lawyer idiot? She's a lawyer?
Is that what? Wait, so
she rips her fucking suit every time.
It's Hulk, but she.
She-Hulk, attorney at law.
But it's
it's dumbest. I mean, that sounds like
who's the actress?
I don't know.
I no.
Oh, I don't even know who it is.
It looks like I wish I knew names or movies.
What are you thinking?
Princess Diaries? Who's that?
Julia Roberts?
No.
Oh.
No. Miss Congeniality? No.
Oh, yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
No. I know what you're talking about, but
what are the things? This is a fun game.
I don't know. Go to She-Hulk.
Anna Kournikova.
This is her.
That's She-Hulk?
Yeah. Tatiana Maslany.
Bro, I am thinking. No, Princess Diaries?
Oh, Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Bad.
But doesn't from the billboard it look like Anne Hathaway? Yes, from the billboard, it looks like Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway would catch it.
That's a great name, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, it's made up.
She-Hulk, and then go to
She-Hulk, and then copy and paste that.
Do you see like a billboard?
Yeah, doesn't it?
Nah, like 0%.
You're fucking with me.
I mean, they have hair.
You're fucking with me. That looks like Anne Hathaway.
I'd say I see 12% Anne Hathaway there.
Yeah.
Well, I see a new podcast producer and co-host. So, congratulations.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be great. So let's watch The Chimp and the Frog. And I'd actually like to watch the trailer for She-Hulk because I haven't seen it. I have a lot of kind of internal.
I just
emotions.
Don't know anything about it. Nothing. She's just a lawyer and then fucking rips it off.
I think so. But how many fucking lady suits I just think break?
That, yeah, I don't know.
She lives in Brooks Brothers. Hey.
So apparently this happened at a zoo in Honolulu, Hawaii.
If The Chimp is jerking the frog off, I'm going to be so excited.
Wait. This video clip is real.
This is shot on an iMovie. Look how shitty it is. In Honolulu, this is where I'm going.
This shit was recorded on a Walkman.
Do you the chimp and the frog. I mean, fast forward. What is happening?
The chimp and the frog. What's happening?
Oh, fuck!
Is he jerking himself off with the frog?
What's happening? Is the frog doming him off?
Oh, I don't like this.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Dude, this is...
George of the Jungle is getting domed off by a
Mother
fucking
Nature's,
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Mother
Turtle.
Nature's fleshlight. This is terrible.
What in the
Who's
hell?
Who's the frog that's saying, hello, my baby, hello, my bunny.
The WB frog. The chimp got a fucking dong and a half.
Also, Whitney Cummings posted on her Instagram story the other day. Do you follow her on Instagram? She posted a story of she was laying next to a horse, and the horse was cocked up.
Horses are be cocked up, dude.
But like just chilling. And I was like, I don't think you can post this.
I'd like to see.
Man was packing.
See Bisque Dick?
Hold up. Now we're working with something.
Oh, I'd love to see.
Oh, dude, it'll be right here.
Jesus Christ. Is that flaccid?
It's fucking impressive. That's what it is.
Damn. Good for that horse. You ever see jail shows where guys are just, or even like football shows where dudes are just showering, cocks dangling? It would be nice to have that much cock confidence. It'd be nice to just like, hey, like you're like, oh, cool. I like to take a shower. Awesome. Do you think dudes with massive dongs, when they're about to shower, they go, oh, shit's about to get crazy. I'm about to put a shadow on the goddamn ground.
No, but every once in a while I'll watch a porn where the dude's packing and I'm just like, man, got so many more options. Different positions. He can be in a damn different room.
You
see ones where he's like literally standing off to the side and he's like doing all this like.
Yeah, there's some things I cannot do.
It's like airdropping cock. Sometimes you're just like, ah.
But you know what I mean? You know how there's some dudes like good bodies and they can't wait to go to the beach to be like, hey, look. Yeah. Look how, like, do you think dudes with big dongs?
I think it's like that when they are hooking up with a girl for the first time. And then she's like about to like pull the pants down.
And he's like big smirk.
It's crazy to have a smirk, but not be packing.
Yeah, I've never.
I would
never,
love to know what my face looks like when the pants come off.
I look directly in her eyes. So I know how she feels about it.
You're just looking for validation?
I'm looking for not a laugh.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for anything that's just like a normal reaction. Girls should get Academy Awards for how many cocks they want to laugh at.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you pull the pants down, the only thing, the fucked up part is our sensitive egos can spin anything.
Yeah.
So even if she goes, what was that?
Well, no, if that's what I'm looking
for. But who knows?
A smirk?
She could be allergic to whatever the Febreze that's in your part.
Oh, that's what she's going to say. I'm not, no.
What's inappropriate? There he is. What?
Dude.
So, like it's Groundhog's Day?
Dude, so, there was one girl I was hooking up with before the girlfriend that would like a hook up with her maybe like once every 2-3 weeks. And she goes, and every time she'd take my cock, she'd go, oh God, I missed this. And I'd be like, God damn.
Hot.
Yeah, but dude, do you know how many girls take pants down and dicks look like Swedish meatballs and they have to like act like it's normal? It looks like a golf pencil and they're like, oh my God, how am
have
I going to take this?
Have you ever said anything when seeing a vagina though?
Yeah.
Or like when you take her pants off for the first time.
Yeah.
You're hooking up. What do you say?
I go, whoa, they're the meats.
But yeah, same thing. What is an appropriate thing to say when you see a rack for the first time?
You go, mommy wants milk.
Dude, my vocabulary, I probably know like maybe 3,000 words in total. But
less.
But when I see tits, I think I know five. And most of them are just noises.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, man. Whew.
Yeah.
Tits.
Yeah. I don't really have
awooga.
A thing. Awooga is hilarious. Some dude saw a train and was like, that's going to be my personality. Awooga.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you, oh, these fucking...
knockers. I don't really...
What do you say to nudes? Well, yeah, I don't know. You like, you live with your girlfriend. So you just, you walk in the kitchen, you just naked.
Yeah, well, dude, that's what happened this morning. That's why we banged out.
What happened?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I was thinking eggs.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There's no way you're just now putting these together.
I am.
What happened this morning? Walk me through it.
So just slowly take off your pants.
Come on now. So you guys live together. You got a new place.
Yeah, new place.
Are we talking sexual activities higher, lower, same?
We haven't been. I just been on the road.
Lower.
In yesterday was higher. Yesterday and today was higher. Because literally, up. I got home at 2 a.m, banged out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right as you got home?
Dog.
And she'd be going to sleep early, so she woke up for a little.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And then,
how was that nut?
Dude.
Southwest handed out a nut.
God damn. Honestly, I could have painted like a small shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever see those guys? They had like power wash a driveway. My cock last night.
At what point did you just get old and be like, home improvements?
I think anything to get out of the house. Dude, I was on vacation with my sister and her kids and my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law would volunteer to get anything. You know what I mean?
Insane. Oh, do we need more kosher salt? No, we're good. Oh, no.
I think we probably do.
Yeah.
Hey.
I know a girl on the Morin's box.
Yeah.
But like, you'll just see people just like, that was my neighbor the other day. He's just in the middle of the street, just blowing leaves. Not even his driveway. We don't have a driveway. He's just blowing the leaves.
Yeah. Anything to get out of the house. Anything.
Yeah.
I'd kidnap my own kid to get out of the house. Oh, no. Where's Brian? I'll find him. I know exactly where he is. He's dead at the bottom of the pool.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know.
So then this morning.
Oh, this morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this morning she was getting. Dude, she had a meeting at 9. And she was like,
too early.
100% too early. And she was like hurrying up to get dressed. And she was in her closet. And I know where she was. I opened the door to the bedroom and her closet was open. And she was getting changed. She had jeans on, no shirt. I was like, I know what's happening next. Next, you're missing this goddamn meeting. Miss the meeting.
Really?
For a little cocaína.
Really? She missed the meeting for it?
Yeah. She was very late. She was very late. And by the time
How late?
Well, let me say, by the time she went into the meeting, the Zoom meeting, whatever the fuck, it was already done.
Were they fucked up?
Yeah.
Is she in trouble?
Nah. She'd be having meetings where she like sort of has to be there, but not really.
Yeah. That's such a common thing to overhear. Log on. Hey, it's me. We're good. Screen goes dark.
Goodbye.
Very end. Screen goes back on.
Yeah.
All right, have a good Tuesday. All right. Good catching up. Bing.
Well, dude, how many fucking meetings do? We don't need to be there. Pretty much all of them.
That's great. You were getting fucking milked early morning.
Yep.
Udders.
Oh, those are real. You have a lot of them.
I have one. Collectively, there's 4 udders in this room. We are almost one.
Hold on. The 4 udders? Oh, because our cocks. I got it.
Yep. You had too much sex this morning.
My brain is foggy.
All right, let me ask you this. Every time you came, you lost 100 brain cells, would you change anything about your life?
I mean, dude,
I also don't know what 100 brain cells looks like.
I don't think it's a lot. I think we lose brain cells every day. Like, bad.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, oh, man, we lost 50 brain cells. I don't think it matters. You know, they thought that weed makes you lose brain cells, but it doesn't. They just freeze for a second, and they come back. Drinking, you lose brain cells.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot?
I don't really know how many, but you definitely lose some.
Hmm. Well, yeah. That question's irrelevant, then.
No, every time I came, if I lost brain cells... yeah, man, I'd be...
What about this? If every time you came, you took a day off your life, would you come less? You don't know how long you're going to live, but it's like, you know how people say, like, every cigarette's 11 hours off your life.
Yeah.
Every time you came, would you do a day less?
I mean, here's the problem. Now I would cum less, but early on,
I'd be already dead.
I mean, early on, dude, early I was jerking on since I was 13. And people are like, oh, you're going to lose your life. No, I'm not. I would have been dead when I'm 23. Dead.
What is it about being that age in your life and you're like, I need to touch myself. Crazy.
You don't have anything else.
Well, your mom's like, dinner will be ready in 5. You're like, oh, okay, I'm going to go fold laundry. Cock.
Uh-huh.
Touch it.
Yeah.
And, it's crazy to get a nut off and then go downstairs and be like, how was work?
Here's the bad part. In my place, I lived on the first floor. I didn't even have the luxury of going downstairs. I went right from I would jerk off in the bathroom all the time. So I would go from the bathroom and just walk into the lasagna. Everyone
crazy.
Knew.
Crazy.
Did I tell you my sister caught me jerking off one time?
Recently?
No, we're on family vacation with my dad, actually. And I was in the bathroom.
How long ago was this?
Probably 15 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a kid. And then I was like, I was jerking off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And my sister said something. She's like, can you stop masturbating and go to sleep? Like, do you understand? Like, I came and I have all that regret. And then you walk out and your sister goes, can you stop masturbating and just fucking go to sleep? It was awful. And I was, what are you doing? Quickly defense.
That was my eyeballs.
Can a man go poop? Can I poop?
Yeah.
It was really, I
remember one time
really
I was rubbing one out and I think where the bathroom was, yep. My mom thought I was doing something in there suspicious. So I took a bar of soap and I dropped it in the toilet to make it sound like it was a poop.
That is really good.
Yeah, but then I didn't have any soap to like wash my hands with after. And then anybody that used the bathroom after is like, what? I just bought a bar of Dove yesterday.
So did you flush the soap?
Yes.
How is a bar going to go down the thing?
Do you think I was asking questions? I was touching myself. I was touching myself to Pam Anderson photos that I printed out using, dude, I used to go through so much ink on my parents' printer. Like they would have so much just filled up and then all the color would be gone. Like how? I'm like, that's crazy. I have no idea.
Dude, ink is wild. Were they at laser? They weren't even like high def pictures.
That was high def as you could get.
God. Areola or no? Oh, nudes.
Nudes.
Oh, I thought you were doing like baby.
No, I'd go to like naughtyamerica.com and just click a photo, print it. Print it.
Dude, back in the day.
Print it up. Dude, honestly, I think because I would hide porn photos in like different books.
Yeah. They probably still exist.
Yeah. I think there's probably still some in there. I would love to find one.
Dude, I still to this day right now have Adam and Eve catalogs that are used in an Airwalk backpack. In my fucking...
If one page opens, I'd be impressed.
Dude, it honestly looks like it went to World War II. It looks like it invaded Poland. Like, they're all fucked up.
I want to go back and try and find it.
Yeah. I know it's in the closet.
I can picture some of it, too.
I can, too. I like...
God, some hot women in there.
God damn. I'm a jerk. Oh, and then women like... Oh, fuck. And they're all... The Adam and Eve, they're all using sex toys. Hot.
I remember the first porn magazine. Did I tell you this? First porn magazine we found was on the street, by me and my neighbor's house, and we picked it up and we opened a page, and this girl had a bottle of lipstick in her hoo ha, and we like lost her mind. That Manny Putty pussy, got it. I don't know, but like we saw it in there, and we got like so weirded out. We're like, that's too much, because
it is kind of too much.
I think at that point we had only seen boobs and maybe a slip on softcore.
I'm gonna be honest, like vaginas, the way they, I'm good.
I like them.
I like to be Hello. In them, but like the look of them when a girl's like, hey, like a nude and she's like opening it up, I see a stalactite in there. I don't, that doesn't do anything for me. You want to see a vulva?
But let me tell you this, how they look versus how they feel.
I mean,
it's a metaphor for life. The outside might be a little grimace. Big word for me. Inside, cozy. Yep.
Oh my God.
Warm.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't judge a book by its cooter.
Now that
is the title. Anything else? Oh, I forgot. Guys, I got a new car.
Oh, hello.
Got a new car.
Mr. Wallace got a new car.
I got a new car. It's, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, we've been talking about it forever. You already know we're on some David Dobrik shit.
Boom.
Tesla.
What the fuck?
Got it.
How does it feel?
It's like, I was like laughing driving it. It's like fucked up. Like the autopilot, yeah. Like it's hilarious. to be looking around at the road and you're like, oh, you're still touching your steering wheel? Whoa, can't relate.
Idiot.
I could literally, oh, dude. So Michael gets out this morning. I don't know all the stuff about cars, but you can go online, you can go on the internet. We're on Pornhub driving.
What's happening?
Ain't no stick shift, dick shift.
Whoa.
Close runner up for title.
High res screen too.
High res screen. Dude, it's like you can just go, you can be driving, go to Pornhub.com and then be like, oh, where did I leave off? I need to tint the windows ASAP.
ASAP. I mean, that's what you need because then you can get it. And the seats are white.
Seats are white.
So you don't have to worry about that. Just don't get it on you. Just get it right on the seats.
Yeah. Like, damn, why are the seats like Velcro?
Hey.
Load.
You just go Elon Musk. Bust.
Elon. Damn it. But yeah, dude, we've been talking on the show for a couple of months now. Yeah. I ordered it in like early June.
Yeah, this motherfucker didn't tell me.
The process just takes so long. I just wanted to surprise you. I don't know.
Crazy.
Process takes so goddamn long, but it's all through an app. I didn't go to a dealer or anything. It's like, it's very weird. But it's like,
do you feel like a different person driving it?
Yeah. And I also, feel like everybody's looking at me.
Yeah. Can I ask you this though?
Yes, sir.
When you went to sleep, did you wake up like early and then go to the garage and look at it?
I did the other day. Yep. I was about to go upstairs. And I was like, open the door. And I was like, fucking sitting right there.
Yeah.
I think I'm just so excited about this because every other new car you get, it's mainly like, oh, it drives like this. Oh, it's really good at handling. Oh, fast off the brake. But yeah. This one is so much more of like, I guess futuristic maybe, but like,
yeah,
it more focuses on the electronic side of things. It's like, oh, the fucking, you can, there's so many things to just unravel as you go. You're like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. Yeah. Every other car, you're just like, oh, drive. I don't know.
Well, dude, you ever seen those TikTok videos of the guys like, man, iPhone tricks you never knew. Whoa, yep. It can make waffles. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think that's the same thing as that. Like, you'll unpack a new thing like every day.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I think it's just like that. And it's more exciting in a sense of like, it does feel like it's like a new era of type of car. It's like, you know, I can start the car from here and have the air conditioning going by the time you walk out. Yes, sir.
When are you going to get hit?
Hopefully soon.
Autopilot head.
Dude, with the way autopilot works, I could be in the back seat doming up a fleshlight.
That's what I want to watch.
I don't know, dude. It's fascinating. It's very cool. I didn't even tell my parents that I got it. I'm seeing them tomorrow. I'm just going to, my dad's going to have so many questions.
Oh yeah.
How do I,
he's going to lose his
little pump song. Yeah, I don't know. I just, I guess this is the first car I've bought that's like, you know, my last car was like, I really liked it actually, but this is the first car that I got that's like fun. It's like a gadget, feels like.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I can do a thing. I can do it, you know?
And it's cool, man, because I think like, you know, not to get emotional here, but like you worked your fucking ass off, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a cool thing to look at and be like, wow, man. I've said this a bunch on the show, but like, it's cool to look at that, your car, and be like, wow, man, Jokes bought this.
That is cool.
Like
you, people you, who listen to the yeah. podcast and Patreon and all that stuff and Blue Chew and Manscaped and the fucking boys.
Yeah.
What's funny is like in my Jew brain,
all right.
Because I leased this car and I've never leased a car. I've always just been
thank
like,
God.
But I'm so like, well, I'm not going to own it. Who am I paying? Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, let me get the cheapest model, but the highest version of the cheap model.
Got it.
Instead of like the price difference between the Model 3 and the Model S was like pretty big jump.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to feel like I was cutting corners, just being like, if I'm going to do the thing, I'm do the thing. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it looks fucking sexy. It's black with white interior. We got the fucking, we whipping in the ho-ho, the Oreo cream pie.
There you go.
That you can name
and
your
the
car
license. The license plate is TA1688.
Yeah. So look
and
it
your,
up.
And your address is 12-5. Yeah.
So you can like name the car on the app or whatever.
You can?
Yeah.
What are you going to put the horn as?
Probably the Pornhub.
Fucking great.
That was too aggro. I've been watching too much porn lately.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes when I think my AirPods are connected to my computer before I jack-a-linus, sometimes it's not.
You got to go wired headphones for porn.
I hear you, but I'm in bed and there's too many wires.
Dude,
I need no
wires. I'll tell
you
what, they got some in the air in Canada. When I was out there, boy.
Yeah.
I was touching myself like I was losing it the next day.
Dude, I was going twice a day in the JW Marriott. JW cum Marriott, whatever the fuck you want to say. JW Marriott was getting cummed on.
Oh my God.
And in between, the I went out for a run or whatever. I came back and the sheets were changed. I was like, man, I feel bad for you.
Anyways.
Yeah.
We whipping in the ho-ho. Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. It feels, and I know money doesn't buy happiness, but it helps for a couple weeks.
Yeah, you
know?
A couple weeks, then you're going to go back to being depressed. But it's nice. But
it's like fun to be like, I'm excited to fucking die. Nah, I don't nice. Know. It is really cool. And I don't know. I've been waiting on it. I'm an electric boy. We whipping in the Duracell.
So what are you going to do if you have to go to drive to like San Diego?
Not.
Good.
No. So I think on a full charge, it gets like, also they drop the car off, not fully charged. Hilarious.
That is funny. They drove it to you?
Dude, the process is like, and anybody who's gotten one of Tesla is, they can understand. It's, dude, there's like a 22-year-old guy who showed up to my house, called me at 10 a.m. He goes, all right, you're here at the Tesla and we're talking, chill dude. And he goes, yeah, I'm part-time at Tesla. I work at USC the other part-time. I'm like, that's a side hustle? He was flipping cars on the weekend?
Yeah, I need more.
I don't know where the car came from. And he was like, do you have any questions? And I was like, so many. How do I? And he's like, yeah, cool. So the app. And I was like, what the fuck? I literally felt like a boomer.
Yeah.
I was like, how do I? And then, on the app. But it's like, I've used this analogy before. When I went to the restaurant, I asked the guy, I was like, where's your guys' restroom? And he went, it's exactly where you think it is. And then you trust your gut instinct and you find the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that. I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, I don't have any questions. And I went on YouTube and I searched the thing and it was there. It's only annoying that I had to go to YouTube and listen to some shitty intros. Be like, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Tesla Fanatics. If you like this video, make sure to like, share. It's like, shut up and tell me to do autopilot.
Dude, it takes 3 minutes.
Dude.
Every single time.
Oh my God. They're always starting in their kitchen. They're like, before I finish this burrito. Yeah,
shut up and tell me how to make a fucking dildo out of wood.
Woodpecker. Woodpecker. Woody the Woodpecker.
Dude, a dildo out of wood is wild.
It sounds cool.
A carpenter makes a fucking armoire and a dildo. Jesus was a carpenter. He couldn't pick another job. The son of God is making fucking shelves.
It's humbling.
Huh?
It's humbling.
Humbling, yeah.
It's like Seth Rogen. He loves pottery. And that's all I got on that. He is Seth Rogen's the son of the Jew gods, I think.
He really is.
That's my boy. I pray down to him.
Yeah, he's related to Moses. Moses be making
part in the
wet.
Red Sea. True.
He can fuck with water.
What's one animal you would say had a stroke? Run it back. What's one animal you disagreed that was on the ark?
A cockatoo.
Okay. Also, if you're a bird, who gives a fuck if he's like, you're not allowed on here. The second the boat takes off, fly up, land.
Yeah. Also, hey, bro, all the animals, all of them, what about a millipede? All of them? You waited till all the
aardvarks?
Those aren't even real. Maybe that's why they're called aardvarks.
Aardvark.
What are those?
Anteaters?
That's dumb.
I don't know. I think
there's fucking quesadillas and you're eating ants? Dumb.
Quesadillas. What a great collab.
Is there a better collab than a peanut butter and jelly?
Quesadilla.
No.
Cheese, tortilla. Boom.
No.
You know what's
funny? It's just a fucking Mexican grilled cheese.
What came first? You know what's funny? A peanut butter jelly at any temperature is really pretty good.
Yep.
But you put cold cheese in a tortilla, terrible.
Yeah,
if it ain't melted.
Dude, cold cheese in a cold tortilla? Also, cold tortillas in general, average.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be cold.
But I mean, they make like wraps.
Wraps are different because you're eating on a whole bunch of stuff. There's lunch meat. There's lettuce. There's fucking
Caesar grilled chicken wraps. Fuck.
Caesar salads are elite. Then somebody's like, put that bitch in a tortilla. Boom.
Who's Caesar? The
Milan.
Oh. Caesar. Was he the dude? So he ruled people and he also created a dressing?
And a palace.
Caesar's palace. Wow.
Las Vegas. Seen it this weekend.
Doing it. So you're jumping a little?
Yeah.
Sock talk.
Do you love me?
This is a question from Davis Denton. Davis Denton says, who do you think is the GOAT of getting laid? I think it's Elvis Presley.
Now, it's going to be some of these like rock star dudes.
I know Elvis Presley.
Yeah, but actually you're right. Isn't that like, what's his name?
Who?
There's this one basketball player who like said in an interview.
Oh, Wilt Chamberlain, right?
Said he had like sex with like 13,000 women.
Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell? I can't remember. Bill Russell, no.
His balls be put in overtime.
100%. He's dribbling balls. and then dribbling balls. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, Will Chamberlain says he slept with 20,000 women throughout his life.
That's a small town in Iowa.
That's that a big is town in Iowa. What are you talking about? Can you do that math real quick? I know there's been, I know this math's been done 20,000 fucking times.
Bro, if you think about it, I remember I went to a San Jose Sharks game one time, and I was like, and I looked up the population of it. It's like 15,000 of a whole arena. Imagine that, but you're having sex with all of them. Even the concession stand people.
God, 20,000.
That's so much.
That's too Dude, many.
Does your dick get stronger after having a lot of sex?
I think I might get weaker.
Will your hips be stronger?
Yeah, your hip flexors are on point.
Damn.
Yes. But honestly, dude, I want to think, I'm trying to think of someone that has fucked more. Well, Elvis Presley, he had a weird go of it, to be honest. He like married his cousin or some weird shit.
Did he?
Oh God, yeah.
What the hell?
He had a weird, a lot of those dudes back in the day were like, oh, this is my wife. And everyone's like, she's 13. It's my wife.
Who else had that? Ringo or somebody from the Beatles? Nah, I'm just spreading shit. Didn't somebody, or was
dude,
it? Wasn't
it Woody Allen? Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. And like no one said anything. Weird. I think Elvis Presley's a really, really, I'm trying to think of someone, because it's got to be a rock star, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking about like a modern rock star, even like a rock star in like the 70s, and they like were wild. But honestly, he was the first like crazy, because he was the first famous dude because of TV. So like that level of fame is astronomical.
Yeah, that's crazy because there was like 7 famous people at once during that time.
Yeah.
3 of which were like prime ministers. One was a president. And they're like, who's this guy? Oh, he sings. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Imagine. All the time. That's crazy. You're like the only famous person in the world. So when people see you, they're like, oh, that's the guy. Like you go out to anywhere in LA, you go to an LA Fitness, you see like 3 porn stars, a guy who got milked on YouPorn. And then it's like me and fucking some guy that was in a background episode of Better Call Saul. It's like there's so much.
Yeah, microfame. Not saying you're microfamous, but you.
I bought a Tesla, leased it. But that, yeah, it's so diluted. But you go, but then there was one person.
Right. So everyone God. That follows y'all would just be Elvis. Who? We got to think of one more person.
I think it's
going to
be, what's fucking Mick Jagger? The problem with Elvis is that I feel like Elvis was famous in a time that was way, like people were having less sex. Like it wasn't as like free love kind of shit as it turned into in like the 60s and 70s.
I also feel like they care more about drugs and women. Well, it was kind of synonymous.
Yeah.
Or they'd be so drugged up. She's like trying to fuck. He's like, my dick is just overcooked pasta.
Eating a fucking banana, ice cream banana cake. What the fuck's it called?
No, you got it.
No, I didn't.
I don't know. I don't know. Just like a water balloon.
What about
cock.
Like someone like Nikki Six or something like that? Like someone just fucking wild. Like Tommy Lee and all those.
That's what I was saying.
There's this list here that says that Hugh Hefner. I don't. This seems like bullshit. It says Hugh Hefner comes in at 1,000.
What?
At number 10 on or 11 on the list.
1,000?
Yeah.
I fucked 1,000.
Yeah, I don't think this is right. This is Charlie Sheen, 5,000.
Yeah, that
Charlie
makes
Sheen
sense.
Laying it down.
Charlie Sheen got like AIDS.
At
like,
what point do you stop counting?
He has tiger blood. Where do you think he got the tiger blood from?
What?
I don't know.
What point do you just be like, at what number do you hit that you're just like, oh, okay.
Do you guys know your number?
No.
You probably know roughly.
Do you know your number, Jack?
No, I think I stopped counting, really.
Gabe, you know
it
your number?
It just sounds so sick when you're like, I think I stopped counting. It could literally be 4, but you stopped counting.
I could probably figure it out.
There was a number in my head that when I got to that, I'd be like, okay, done counting.
When
and I got to that number in
this
college.
Sounds terrible. Like when I got to 100.
You're fucking lying.
Sir.
You're lying.
I'm not.
You're over 100?
Yeah. I would like to say, and I've said this on the podcast, my entire life, I had like the perfect storm of every kind of like, my high school was fucking wild. My college was wild. And then I lived in New York. And I was single in New York for the entire time I was there, minus the last year.
Yeah. Plus, you had a tongue ring a lot of that time.
Exactly. Yeah. I was licking cooch down.
Hmm. So when did you hit that mark? Because you said once you got to that.
College.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I went to college. I don't think you understand. It's like, think of like, in my college wasn't like Florida
State. I don't know why, but I picture your cock having like graffiti on it now. Looks like the New York subways.
Yeah, like broken window theory. Yeah.
Yeah. City boy, little street boy.
Hey.
Hold up.
Skin condoms, baby.
What do you think you're at now?
20,000.
101?
I don't know. Because I reached 100 in college, and then I hit New York, and then I was in the.
See, what's funny is my number in college was 25. Then I stopped counting, and I thought that was reckless to say on the show.
No, that's like, baby numbers, dog. 25. That's a fucking. That's July 4th for me.
I don't know, but mentally it sounds cool.
No, dude, 25 is a lot.
But dude, like one of my best friends. Hey, come on, that was college. So I'm at least 28
I'm just
now.
Joking, dude. 25 is a lot. I'm just fucking around. I'm not saying this number like I'm proud of it. Like I don't think it's like a, I don't think you should strive to do this. I think it's reckless and dumb and didn't make me happy. You know?
Deep.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Crying in the inside. On the outside, Herbie.
This list says Fidel Castro had sex with 35,000 people.
100%. Oh, see? Yes. Yeah. Who's the South Korea dude?
Kim Jong-un.
Yes, yeah, yes. Kim Jong-un. Yeah. This guy. Oh, first of all,
his hair is always pristine, though.
Huh?
His hair is always pristine.
It's true.
He probably doesn't have to do any work.
He's like, what?
He probably doesn't have to do any work. He probably.
Oh yeah, I picture like there's like fans kind of surrounding him, just like keeping it clean.
But I think what's interesting because it couldn't be a president because I feel like presidents are too busy to like reach those numbers. I feel like it, right?
What the fuck's Joe Biden doing right now?
He's dead.
I don't know.
When's the last time you think Joe Biden caught a nut?
Probably when the Brady Bunch was on. But do people know when Bill Clinton, did he get sucked off in the day or the night? Somebody gets sucked off in the day in the Oval Office? So funny.
I think at night. I think she was leaving to go home. And he's like, I got one more on the to-do list.
So Castro's numbers work out to two partners per day for 5 decades.
That's exhausting.
Kind of makes sense, dude. You wake up, you have Eggs Benedict, you fuck. Then you live your life. You go to the gym. You swim.
You don't need to go to the gym.
You go to the fucking, you go play golf.
You go to
Pam. And you fuck again at night.
Yeah.
I would do that. Two a day doesn't even sound like a lot.
But these are two different women each time.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. You got to find out her kinks.
You think he gives a fuck about making her come? He's Fidel Castro.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Question. If your girl is completely okay with you putting your dick through a glory hole right now, would you do it?
No.
Why?
I don't know what the hell's on the other side of fucking...
A muskrat?
Maybe.
Dude, why not?
No.
What if you knew for sure it was a woman?
No. I don't know. Idiot. What is fucking Cambodian dragonfly on the other side? Who fucking knows on there?
I just don't know what I do with my face against the wall.
Yeah, you smell
How thick is the door?
Other dudes' dips?
How thick is the wall?
Plywood.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. If it's a thick door, there's not a lot coming on the side.
That's what I'm saying. And you're pushed up against it. You're like Spider-Man waiting to load.
Do you know when you're in the airport bathroom with the urinals and I get real close to it?
Yeah.
You know some dudes' big cocks just stand away from it? I hover over it. Try to get in there so no one looks at my cock.
Yeah, like you're straddling it.
Exactly. I would do the same thing in the glory hole. I would try to shove my cock in there as hard as I could.
I'd put somebody else's cock in there.
100%. I'd put a fucking eggplant in there and be like, hey, get it. I would have a test cock first. And I'll put it in there because I don't know. What was
splinters?
It? There might be a vampire on the other side. Could your cock get off?
How do you test it though?
Put like a banana? Yeah. Or like a pool noodle or something.
I think it sounds fun.
Does it? It does not sound fun. Because I'll tell you what, there's not a woman on the other side of that. It is a water buffalo.
But you don't know that?
Yes, I do.
It's still fun, though.
It's fun if it's a glass wall and you know exactly, that's the glory I would do, a glass one. So
that's
exactly
prison.
Exactly. I can't wait to do a crime.
But when you're just on the other side, do you think people ever in prison, ever like when they're like wife visits them, they like make out through the glass?
I do. I think people try to fuck through the glass.
100%.
Dude, I didn't have sex for 11 days, and I was ready to fuck a sand dune.
That's crazy that people in prison just draw tits. Or, you know what's wild, is Pornhub is your cellmate's arm. He got a tattoo of a girl with titties on it. Refresh.
You know what's funny? You know what's also funny? Is I'm just realizing this. Whoever is the bigger dude in the cell jerks off willy nilly. Yeah. The other guy on top's like, fuck. You know what I mean? That would mean.
You hear him get out the colored pencils, you're like,
God damn it, dude.
Can you draw me a tit?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I would try to be the best artist in jail. Like, I want to fuck you. Like, what if I drew you anyone that you wanted? You know what I mean? That's how I get away from it.
Draw some dear woman.
Yeah. Hot. Next. Sorry, Gabriel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to, let's just, number one on this list really quick. So this is Friends of the Pod, the Fawkins twins. If you remember those old prostitutes, we watched part of their documentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
150,000 plus.
Okay. And so where was Fidel Castro?
He was number two.
And then who's three?
Three is Will Chamberlain at 20,000.
Who's four?
Wait, who's number one?
Those women, the Fawkins twins. Because they banged 170,000 each.
That's a lot of mileage.
I'd be sad if I was one of those dudes, but she doesn't remember me.
Oh my God. The Carfax is fucked up.
It's a lot of cum.
It's so much. I mean, we could figure out the math. The average load.
How much do you think, out of all the nuts you've got off in your life, what do you think you could fill?
A kiddie pool. What do you think you could fill?
Probably like three jugs of sweet tea.
I think you more, dude. Yeah. I think I could fill a kiddie pool my first 5 years of jerking off. I mean, dude, I was going like three times a day. Like average. Dude, I have barely gone. I'm probably averaging like 1 point something a day for my entire life.
Has it gone down living with a lady?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But dude, the living the lady thing like just happened. And then I was on the road. Like I haven't like been there for an extended period of time yet where I'm like, right. God, I need to jerk off.
Right.
I haven't jerked off in the shower yet.
Whoa.
I know.
That's how much cum they took.
It's called the Tudor two-wheel trash can.
That's 96 gallons. Theirs is on the low end. It fills up one of these.
Could you imagine tripping and that thing falls out? Just shoveling it back in.
God.
You can buy trash cans on Amazon that big?
Yeah.
That's so weird. I in my head, you just have one trash can your entire life.
Oh, I've had multiple
trash cans. And if it starts breaking, you're just like, well, congratulations.
Congratulations, you're new thing.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
I love it. Last one. Let's
see it. Sock. This is an anonymous submission that says, I threw out my cum blanket that I had since quarantine the other day.
Cum blanket?
Damn.
Holy shit. That's a weighted blanket, boy.
I mean, it is a nice... You're not aiming. You're just shooting. That's what you should do.
Yeah. I need a cum net.
I had a cum t-shirt once.
That makes sense to me.
It's a white t-shirt and it got that work.
I would get a t-shirt, but an Under Armour one.
Yeah, dude. When I was done with it, it looked like a damn ghillie suit. Why Under Armour?
The texture. It's like athletic. I feel like it would do well in war.
That's crazy.
I feel like, but isn't those are meant to wick moisture away, right? Yeah. So the cum's just going to
rolls right off on your floor.
Right where he wants it.
Exactly. Damn,
the alley-oop.
Beat me to it. Oh, man. Yeah, a cum blanket's hilarious.
It's funny if you go to throw it away and it just doesn't. You got to like crack it like a pizza box going to the trash can. You got to fold it in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, that's probably rougher than a smallpox blanket.
What do you think the dumbest thing you've
ever... It's the funniest thing I've ever said. I don't give a fuck.
It's a good joke. What do you think is the funniest thing you've ever nutted on? Like there's for sure been a time where I probably nutted in like a Doritos bag.
Yeah. I mean, I've used a Taco Bell bag to wipe it off.
You're
for sure.
Fucking lying.
No, I'm not. I know exactly. It was some fucking weird ass college gig. I know exactly. I had to. That's how sad this college gig was. I was so upset that I went to Taco Bell, got a rack of Taco Bell, and then I finished it. And I got horny and I came and I used the bag to wipe myself off of.
In one sitting? No, that's a Baja Blast.
God damn!
Good night. Good night. Good night!
All right, guys, that's the podcast. We love you, man. Friendly reminder, we have a Patreon. 4 extra episodes a month. Drops every Friday ad-free for only $5 a month. You get access to the Discord and wild episodes such as the Interview Gabe episode. So, Go check that out. Also, we have Apple Plus. That is the exact same bonus episodes. It's only audio, but it's on Apple Plus, and it's a non-friction sign up. It's really easy. Yeah, so just get all that stuff if you want. And again, guys, thank you so much for buying the merch. That'll be out so goddamn soon. We're a small team, so we're trying to make it work. But they will be shipped out very, very soon, we promise. And guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. Love you. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.